We continue on This Week in Race Baseball, and one of our featured guests this week is Jake McGee. And Jake, I'm sure our fans first want to know how you're doing.
I'm doing good. Just about a week out of surgery now, and just strengthening it and just trying to get back sometime this year.
Our fans probably want a better idea as to what happened, because, you know, it's one thing, you're going to go through a lot of aches and pains during the year, but you have to feel some kind of pain for you to want to come out of a game at that point.
It was my second to last pitch in Houston in my second inning, and I threw the pitch and it felt like my knee almost kind of dislocated and felt pretty weird, and then I threw another pitch and it hurt pretty bad again. So when I came back in, I kind of got it checked out, and you know, it was hurting pretty bad the next day, so they flew me to Tampa to get it checked out.
And obviously they found what they found. How much of that, or is there anything to the fact that you didn't really have a real off season, you know, because you had to deal with the elbow issue, and does that affect other parts of the body? Did not be able to train the normal way you would train?
No, not really. I think it was, they're saying that could have been in there for a while, and then, you know, it's just that one pitch kind of re-aggravated it a little more from what I've done to it before, and just, you know, just made it worse and get in the wrong spot. And, you know, it's just kind of unfortunate. I've had kind of bad luck in that way this year. So
certainly, and obviously the, you know, this club certainly would love to have you down this stretch. How important, you mentioned trying to get back that last week, how important is it to you, whether it's whether the team's in the race or not, just to have the peace of mind going into the offseason? I threw off a big league mound again, I threw in a game, I'm fine for next year.
Probably a little bit of both. You know, I want to get back and, you know, prove that I'm healthy and ready to go, and, you know, going into the offseason I can probably just keep training all offseason and go into next year feeling good and knowing I'm back, and, you know, just hopefully we'll be in the race too, so I'll be able to pitch that last week and then pitch in the playoffs. So
when you're not playing, I mean, you went through this in the early portion of the season, but part of that you were also spending on out on rehab, but how much can you help the other guys when you're around here for the games when they're home?
Just kind of like more support a lot of ways, you know, for bullpen guys and guys in the dugout, and, you know, just kind of being around helps out a lot, and, you know, makes the other guys see that I'm still here and, you know, supporting the team every day.
Is it weird to be considered a veteran? I mean, you're not that old.
Yeah, it's a little different being, you know, considered a veteran, but I've been here my whole career, so, you know, it'd be different if I was with someone else, but, you know, since I've been here my whole career, I've kind of been around everyone and seen all the coaches and everyone coming up too. So
again, Jake McGee with us on This Week in Race Baseball. How proud are you of this whole group? I mean, you talk about the injuries, not only the fact that you've been on the DL twice, it's 26 DL stints going into this weekend, which is at the top of the big leagues, and the fact that this team is still competitive for a playoff spot.
I'm proud of everyone on the team. You know, our hitters have been being consistent all year. Our bullpen is been pitching really well. You know, there's been a lot of guys who stepped up and kind of filled in roles and pitching bigger roles each year and kind of grown in that way. And then, you know, our starting pitching has been doing what they usually do every year, pitching well and, you know, helping us stay in games and getting wins. So
you've been, I wouldn't say the only really, really hard thrower on the bullpen, but through a bulk of this period where you've been in the big leagues, there haven't been that many guys who are throwing 95-plus. And now Eddie Romero's here who can throw up to 99, and Alex Colome is throwing 96, 97, 98. Do you look forward and say, wow, if these two guys are able to grow, I mean, the type of firearms that you guys have in the bullpen could be kind of dangerous for other clubs?
Yeah, it's been kind of like shaping up the last few months. You know, I have Colome, and then Eddie Romero's been throwing really well too, and, you know, to have both those power arms in there, and then going into next year, if we have me, Box, Geltz, and, you know, have Colome and Romero mixing in too, that's really strong bullpen, back end of the bullpen, and have Gomes in there to get big outs and X in there to get a lot of lefties out, and, you know, they're like, that's a really strong bullpen when it kind of all comes together. So,
and obviously you guys have had to shoulder a lot more of the load this year, in part because of so many starters being injured. So hopefully next year you guys are able to get the starters healthy where that's a non-issue. How, I'm curious, as you've dealt with injury, I mean, you're a family man now, how has being a dad changed you? Has it made it any easier to deal with injury than it might have before?
This year, you know, I've being a dad, my daughter's a little over one now. It's been good and like kind of a blessing to be hurt in a way. That way I'm home all the time. I don't go on the road with the team. I will spend, you know, a lot of time with my wife, my daughter, and, You know, it's been good in that way, even though it's not fun being on the DL, but in that way it's good to look at it in different ways and be positive about it.
How's fatherhood changed you?
Changed me in good ways, you know. It's just love spending time with my daughter and wife every day, and, you know, just being with them makes my day.
Who's Rowan more like, you or your wife Morgan so far?
She's kind of a mixture of both of us. You know, she runs around a lot and is trying to talk a lot. She's very smart and picking up on everything. So it's, you know, kind of a little bit of both, a little bit of mixture of me and my wife. So
had it not been for the injury, I would have thought that you probably would have been pitching the majority of the ninth innings this year, based on the fact that you finished in that role last year. Is it any different? I mean, you've gone through it. So is it different pitching in the seventh in a hot situation, eighth inning hot situation, ninth inning hot situation? If so, how different are they?
It's different in some games. It kind of depends on which part of the lineup you're facing and if you come in with runners on. I think certain innings it's harder, but, you know, the ninth inning is always hard to get the last three outs. But at the same time, the biggest situation could be in the seventh or eighth inning to where – if that run scores, we're going to lose the game, and, you know, we can't use our best pitchers in the eighth and ninth inning anyway. So I kind of look at it as getting the biggest outs whenever they need me to go and get the outs. If it's seventh or eighth or finish the sixth and throw the seventh is kind of, you know, how good way to look at it and helping the team win when you pitch that way. So,
and it's certainly a great team way to look at it. How much pride do you have in what Box has done in being able to battle through, whether it's an injury to you or the trade to Jepsen, you know, that he's been active the entire season and had to shoulder a fair amount?
He's took a lot on this year. You know, he's been pitching really well all season, you know, made the all-star team, and he's got over 30 saves now. And, you know, it's not easy to be out there and be the closer every day for a full season, you know, so he's took a lot on and, you know, been consistent. That's what you want to be as a reliever, be consistent, you know, out of every 10 outings, you know, be good.
Are there certain guys that you enjoy facing among the top hitters in the game and guys that you'd prefer not to face if their spot in the lineup comes up? Or they're maybe not face is not the right word, but the tougher outs for you personally?
I'm always up for the challenge to face the tougher hitters in the big situations. You know, it's always fun to do that, and that's kind of why you want to play the game. You don't want to go out there and feel like you're overmatching everyone every time. You kind of want a challenge here and there, and every time you get a challenge like that, it makes you better, and, you know, makes you better in the long run, and it's just good to face better hitters all the time.
Is there a better hitter? Is there a hitter who you maybe had your number early and you figured it out after, or is there a certain guy who gives you more trouble than others?
It's kind of like me and Ortiz went back and forth a few times, and he'd get a hit off me here and there. I'll strike him out here and there. It's kind of mixing that in, and, you know, he's probably one of the only hitters where I've had a lot of trouble with here and there, and I know he doesn't like face me sometimes too, probably, but we always have some good battles, and he's the one guy who kind of stands out in that way.
Jake McGee with us on This Week in Rays Baseball, and you certainly have been an important part of this team, but and also an important part in the community. I mean, you've been active with Rays on the Runway and the Pediatric Cancer Foundation, your wife Morgan too. Tell me why those charitable involvement is so important to you and your family.
It's very important, you know, just to go out and do things in the community, whether it's, you know, helping out with the Hope Children's Home, what we do stuff for, and, you know, doing the Runway shows or the Pediatric Cancer, and, you know, every year we have the Raise on the Runway one, and it's just, you know, making those kids have a better day, and a lot of the stuff is out of the kids' control, so if you can go and make their day better in any way you can and, you know, use the resources we have, it, you know, it doesn't hurt.
Does it mean more as a dad now than it did before?
Yeah, it means more as a dad, but I have two nephews too, so, you know, I've always liked kids and, you know, wanted to help them and stuff, so it means more as being a dad, you know, especially I have a daughter, so it means a lot.
When you're not playing, what do you like to do? Obviously, we know you like to spend a lot of time with your daughter, and that takes probably a lot of your downtime up, but what other types of things do you like to do when you do have any other downtime?
Kind of just spending time with family when I can. We go to Reno in the off season to spend time with family and see my nephews, and, you know, just have time with family, and I play video games here and there, but don't have that much time video games with the daughter, so, you know, just trying to have family time and having memories and go and do things, so.
And I know that you're also still an Atlanta Falcons fan. So what is your prognosis for the upcoming season? What if the Falcons are to make a run, what do they need to do?
I feel like they'll have a good season this year, especially with the division they're in. We'll kind of see how it shakes out. But I think they'll have a good year with a new head coach, Dan Quinn. And, you know, they'll definitely have a better defense than last year. So, I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully they win the division, but they got to play the Bucs too. So,
will you get to those? Or since you're in Reno, will you get to any Falcons games this year?
Yeah, we're going to try to go to the Falcons game when they play the Buccaneers, and probably maybe one game in Atlanta. We'll try to do that every year, and we're going to stay in Tampa this offseason, so we're going to be down here, so it'll be a close plane flight to Atlanta.
Well, hopefully it's a successful end of the season for you. Not only are you back in the mound, but this team is in the running right till the end. We certainly appreciate a few minutes and wish you best of luck on the rehab route.
All right, thank you.
Jake McGee joining us on This Week in Race Baseball. We'll continue right after this. You're listening to the Rays Baseball Network.